The U.S. Constitution requires a population count every 10 years. That's been done every decade since 1790. However, the people who collect the data have sometimes been the victim of mockery and disdain.
Good morning, sir. I'm the census taker. Are you married or happy? Married.
Whether it's the Three Stooges or Hannibal Lecter.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans.
Part of the problem was that people just didn't like the idea of a stranger coming to their front door asking personal questions. A man who did a lot to change how the Census Bureau was viewed died earlier this month. He was a former director, Louis Kincannon. He was 72. Current acting director of the Bureau, Tom Messenborg, knew Kincannon starting in the early 1980s.
One of his proudest legacies will be what he did to improve the diversity at the Census Bureau.
He dispatched census takers into areas that had never been thoroughly documented in previous census reports. The diversity he incorporated into the process in 1990 is still reflected in today's Bureau public service announcements.
Every 10 years, we conduct a census.
A count of everyone living in the United States.
Hi, I'm Omera Figueroa. I'm from your neighborhood. I'm your local census taker.
Buenos días. Yo soy una operadora del censo de los Estados Unidos en su vecindario.
Louis Kincannon was the man who set about hiring census takers who actually lived in the neighborhoods where they were collecting data.
That way they're familiar with the special challenges, they're familiar with some of the linguistic diversity we might face, they're recognized in the community and they know how to interact with folks.
As a result, says Tom Messenborg, today we have a more accurate portrait of who we are and where we live. A memorial service for Louis Kincannon will be held a week from Monday. The former Census Bureau director died at age 72. This is NPR News.